supplies it was to the end, so I'm just going to continue and I'll mark them 1 and 2. I better see if this one is recording now. Okay, but it sounds like the static is back on the front side of this one again. I hope it doesn't go all the way through. Well, I was at the happy and gay stage, I think, and dancing until I didn't think I could dance anymore. I asked anybody that was around, and I had just sat down, I think for the first time all day, it must have been about 10 o'clock, and they played a love song, and I broke. You can't imagine, sweetie, how much I missed you. I even get choked up right now. You were on my mind all the whole time. I just wanted you to be able to share this with me. I know what I'm telling you now, it's going to seem superfluous, but everything was so great. Pat and Dick love each other so much. All these people that were involved were such nice, I don't like that word, but just good people having a good time, that I really wanted you to be there. And Ed really missed you. He had the whole job of people after the reception coming back to his house. We weren't there to help him. Dan Ivory wasn't there. Tom wasn't there. He had to bartend all our relatives, which was, like 30, 35 people coming in from the reception. Boom, boom, boom. And he's the only one. He said, I missed him like a bastard this weekend. Of course, he was two shades down, I'm sure. Well, anyway, so at 10 o'clock, this love song came on. And it's the first time I have really broken down since you left. And I'm sure it was emotions, it was drinking, it was people being with their husbands and wives. I knew it, and I would get control, and then it would come again, and Ed got me in the back room, and he was more bummed than I was. I was very good at that time, I thought. But I cried, and I cried, and I cried, and I got it out of my system. But with all this raving that I'm doing about the whole weekend, I really was only half there. And I hope just through pictures you can get some of it, but it's just something you'll never be able to experience again. Like you're trying to relate to me all these, your experiences with the Montagnard. I'm trying to relate this, and it is vicariously, and it's not the same. But I want you to know that I wasn't forgetting you this weekend, even though I didn't write for 3 nights, and I am sorry. I hope this you realize when this dry period of no letters comes what's going on. And it wasn't the fact that I wasn't thinking of you at all. You were constantly on my mind. In fact, I had a hard time shaking, and I would try not to think about it. But, well, it's just something. Like, you can get involved with your work. I can get involved here, too. But not to the same extent. I'm involved with the kids and with my friends, and it is the same thing. So, I am, well, I'm kind of running off at the mouth here. I'm kind of collecting my thoughts, too, in the meantime. But I think it's great that you are dedicating the year that you're going to spend over there. And you are doing a beautiful job, and I think I'm sensing, especially after the 4 sides that I played tonight, you talked an awful lot about the Montagnards. And this little girl that sang it, the song was beautiful. And I can see where you'd be taken by these people. And as I'm talking and telling you about all these elegant affairs and all this lovely food and, beautiful dresses and the whole bit, it really doesn't, to me, it is important to a certain extent, but it's not as important as what you're doing. And I hope it doesn't sound phony to you. Sometimes, I wonder, I think I am putting in time to a certain degree, and except that I hope I'm getting out of each day what I can get out of it, you know, and it may be to a lesser degree than what you are doing, because I think you are sowing many seeds this year that would never have been sown had you not been over there, whereas the seeds I'm sowing are the same ones, which is children, but it's more than sowing them, I'm culturing them, I hope. I think I'll turn it off and just kind of sit and think a second. I can't get past this point. 1, 2, 3, 4, testing. Oh, here we go. I've tried this 6, 7 times now. I still don't know if it's recording. What in the world I'm doing wrong, I don't know, but I'll just check to see if I'm doing it right. Oh, son of a gun, I have lost so many ideas that I have recorded or thought I was recording. Where was I? I was on the second side of the tape when I realized this end wasn't playing. I think what I was saying, and it's been like 20 minutes getting this thing working, was that you have your job and I think you're doing it to the hilt, and I hope I'm doing as good job here. I just can't lose perspective that mine is as important as yours. You keep saying no, it's not boring to me to hear all these things and activities that are going on, but yet when I hear all the things you're doing and all the things I'm doing and comparing them, they really aren't comparable. Well, anyway, let's go on. Oh, what did I just get through telling you about? Oh, I was saying I ended up doing what Dan Conlon does, and this is philosophizing. All last night I'd get somebody in a corner and I'd pick their brains and get inside of them and listen to them and, you know, find out how they're thinking. And I used to get so angry with you at a party to be doing this yourself. But Tom and I had good talk. He must have wiped tears from his eyes 6 to 8 times just talking about Therese and his marriage and how happy he is, and he hopes the rest of the family realizes what a gem he's gotten, and of course we do. And I don't know if I ever told you the story about Holy Thursday when Weezer was going to come up around supper time and let me go to Mass. I think I'm running out of tape again. Anyway, I said, no, you don't have to. My God will understand. I don't know if I wrote that to you or not. Well, she laughed.